Idaho Republican Congressman Mike Simpson has been working for over 6 months on the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which will bring in legal immigrants in a carefully regimented manner to work agricultural jobs that Americans won't do. We know how President Trump feels about immigrants, so I asked the congressman to expand. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
You're not at odds with the president over this.
Yeah, we met with one of the people from the White House the other day to explain to them what was in this bill. But, you know, the president has said that we need a merit-based immigration reform, and that's exactly what this bill does. So I expect once this bill hopefully makes it through the House, goes through the Senate, you know, and there'll be machinations in both the House and the Senate and probably some improvements or some proposals and those kind of things. I'm hopeful that when it hits the president's desk, he'll be willing to sign it. And I think by the time that happens, he will be.
Your fine and fast-thinking associate, Nikki, just sent me something saying that U.S. Chamber of Commerce supports the Farm Workforce Modernization Act.
I have the letter in front of me that the Chamber of Commerce came out in support of this bill. And if you look at the list of agricultural groups across the country, there's like over 210 agricultural groups that support it. In Idaho, the list is long. Almost every major agricultural commodity group supports it. The United Chambers of Commerce and the Idaho Bankers Association and all those types of organizations support it too. So I've been really pleased with the general support across the country and particularly in Idaho.
I haven't talked to anybody who doesn't support this kind of legislation. This is David Sparks.